as Anthony explained, where they have where it's not good to have a distance between the cell and the BSC that is unreliable, they are putting a BSC right into the BTS device, then you end up with each cell having its own BSC, which until recently, in which situation you could not have handover, because like so far this handover we've seen, it takes place completely entirely within the BSC, while if you have a second BSC and you want to hand over to the second BSC, the MSC needs to be involved for the first time. So let's just quickly go through this. Like before, everything stayed within, let's say in this example, BSS alpha. And now what happens is a cell tells the phone an RFCN of a remote cell that belongs to a different BSC. This looks to the phone, this the phone has no notion of what where the BSS boundaries are really. And it said, it reports like, yeah, this neighbor cell is pretty good. Then the current BSS, BSS alpha, from the measurement reports decides, oh yeah, that would be good to go over to this other BSS. So it decides to do inter-BSC handover. The decision is fairly complex again, I'll come to that later. And then it tells the MSC over BSS map handover required that please activate a channel on this new cell. So this goes over the A interface to the other BSC, and then the target BSC sends back a handover request acknowledge, which includes a level 3 encoded PDU that transparently gets pushed over to the first BSC and it's sent to the phone. So before it was the same BSS sending a handover command to an L-channel, and now it's the new BSS forwarding an RR message over the A interface to the first BSC, and then that gets sent out as is to the phone, so that the phone knows where to ratch to and sends a handover complete, which again goes all the way through the MSC, and there my slide ends. Oh, it releases the L-channel on the old channel, on the old cell. So this is fairly complex, a lot of stuff going on, like a protocol happening on the A interface. So it's kind of, you know, if you consider an MSC managing an entire network, you want to kind of limit this, possibly want to limit this stuff going on. Also involved here is, again not shown, the RTP stream has to be switched on the core network side. So also the MSC has to decide, yes, now the RTP is going to this entirely different BSS, like halfway through. So what's interesting about inter-BSC handover is the MSC has no clue what ARFCON and BSIC are configured in the cells. And again, the BSC per se up to now had no clue what other location area codes and cell identifiers the other cells had. So there's like on the A interface, there's the cell identifiers, like location area code, and on the radio interface or towards the phone, there's the RFCN and BSIC, and those are two different sets of cell identifiers. And like I mentioned before, the ARFCON and BSIC are not unique, so you can reuse them. So there has to be a mapping between those. By the way, there are many different cell identifiers, as shown before here. I'm only going to use location area code and CI for illustration. So I need this mapping. Which cell did I come from? Which other ARFCON and BSIC did I see? And if it's a remote cell, then what is its location area code in CI, so I can actually tell the MSC about it. How do I configure it? So for comparison, before we had the local neighbor by location area code and cell identifier. That's not enough. I need to tell the current BSC also what the remote ARFCON and BSIC is. So before in the local BSS, I had each cell with location area code and RFconbusig, all configuration is local and I can just use it. But in this case, actually the remote BSS needs to know, like each BSS needs to know the location area codes of the neighboring BSS. So there's sort of redundant configuration going on there from the user's point of view, but each BSS has to have a complete mapping. So that's just an illustration of the same config. So the BTS1 knows that the RFCAN 1B63 shown here corresponds to a remote neighbor. And this BSC will notice, okay, as soon as this doesn't correspond to a local cell, it must be inter-BSC handover, and hopefully the MSC knows about it, and will then, if a measurement report indicates handover, it will go to the MSC instead of a local cell. Consider local neighbors again. The simplest way is to just say this cell has this other cell number as neighbor. But I also considered if you automatically generate neighbor lists, it might be useful to have a common format between both so that you just know which cell is which cell's neighbor. So I also enabled this. Basically, you can also use like the full format, like location area code and RFconbusig to redundantly identify a local BTS. And if it's not there, then it's obviously a remote one. I mean, it's not really important here, but basically you can choose how to configure your remote cells depending on what your tooling is most convenient with. Like obviously the cell numbers like above here are easier to read for humans, where the below ones might be easier to process for automatic tools generating configuration. Some problems. There's still a lack of testing and feedback. Really, I made this up as I went. So take this with a pinch of salt. I was thinking, you know, if you have inter-BSC handover happening, then there's no knowledge between the cells, then the remote cell might find, oh no, I don't like this subscriber either, and hand over right back, and then you would have oscillation. So it makes sense to have sort of similar requirements on the several BSS. One thing that I'm not entirely clear on is the timing advance. I mean, imagine if both cells think a specific timing advance is too much and the phone is right in between, then each cell thinks, okay, this is too remote and the remote BSS is the local, the most close neighbor, then hand over here. And this cell again thinks the timing advance is too low, it goes back. So I know this takes some consideration, some configuration knowledge from the user. Not sure how to avoid it, except by intelligent cell design, coverage design, rather. And also like the local BSS obviously doesn't know about the codecs on the remote BSS. So if the local BSS tries to hand over like a half rate channel to a remote BSS, but the remote BSS doesn't support half rate channels, it will obviously refuse. And once the whatever penalty timers have expired, the local BSS will retry again and it will fail for the same reason. So it makes sense to have similar codecs around while we still lack proper transcoding support. For inter-BSC handover, it makes sense to use algorithm 2 for the hold-off timers. But also, for other reasons, it can make sense to use algorithm 1 because, I don't know, it's not on the slides. There's a, or maybe it is. Where did I put it? I don't know, I'm going to skip that now. It's just too in-depth. If you're interested in the details, let's talk. And this is the roadmap. So what we have now is intra, like local handover in Osmo BSC, which is receive level based and load based. So it's a handover algorithm too exists for local handovers. Then the inter BSC handover in even algorithm two uses only receive levels, because we obviously have no information of load on the remote BSS. There are things in the BSS map messages where we can take this into account, like tell the remote BSS what the current load is, and the remote BSS replies, and we could decide, but that's not supported yet. So the inter BSC handover is only receive level based. Then the next obvious step is inter MSC handover, where you hand over between MSCs. That's, and I think it's being requested by a customer. One detail that's still missing is, like, even in local handover, I'm on the second row here now. Even in local handover, if we change the codec, then we need to tell the MSC about it. That part, as far as I know, is still missing. Wait, I'm slightly confused by my own slide here now. What's this now? Remote BSS? Oh yeah, that's right. I implemented inter-BSC handover in the BSC, but not in the Osmo MSC. We were actually using Anthony's third party, the Cortis core, to do the MSC side of inter-BSC handover. So that's also in planning now. In the course of inter-MSC handover support, we will first add inter-BSC handover to our own Osmo MSC. Here on the far right is inter-RAT, inter-radio access technology handover. That would be like a handover from 2G to 3G or whatever. I don't think that's coming anytime soon, at least not before we have this other stuff implemented. Say again? Patches welcome, yeah, please. Buy or get your 3G cells up and implemented. Right, so that concludes my two handover talks, and I'm open for questions again.
I was seeing all the configuration files. I was quickly imagining, like, for me, it's almost impossible to understand it in this form, so I was expecting, I don't know if you did already, maybe, writing some kind of script which actually transcripts that to some graph viz stuff, so you get some graph with some nodes, and actually you can hand over from here to here, and then with the parameters in the in the arrows, let's say, or I don't know if you did something like that, or I mean, maybe interesting, maybe not for you to do, but for somebody.
I didn't implement, and it's really not trivial. You could imagine a tool where you just draw cells and it figures out what goes where, but I mean, it's really comes down to a lot of local knowledge as well, I think. So, yeah, I mean, go ahead. We don't have it, but.
So in the configurations that you showed, I haven't actually tried this yet. So I'm waiting for our build to get top of trunk again, and I will be trying it hopefully next week or the week after. Have you combined the SI5 neighbor list with the list in the BSC config, or is that still a completely separate entity?
The SI5, I think, is still separate, but it should be fairly trivial. I mean, I'm not really that familiar with the SI5 requirements, but I guess we could resolve it in a quick session and then have something implemented.
It might be worth doing an auto SI5 or something like that.
I would be surprised if it didn't exist, actually, because normally SI5 and SI2, in terms of neighbor lists, contain the same content. It's just if you switch to some manual mode, then you can have different SI5 than it's SI2. So
I would but you can have C1 additional channels if you've got multi TRX. That's why you sometimes have more SI5.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second.
uh,
Regarding SI2 versus SI5, I recently was looking some security related presentation, and in that presentation, I think some I really forgot where was that, but operator was saying that what they actually do is they put a bogus, well not bogus, but some different SI2 and SI5 to make life of IMSI catchers more difficult. So I think that might be one of the reasons why, you know, people do this, but they explicitly said they put different neighbor lists in SI2 and SI5 because SI5 they send only after encryption is enabled.
Yeah, I mean, we have the capability to have different SI5 and SI2, sure, but you don't have to. That's what I'm saying. So, like, if you don't configure anything, the SI5 will just reflect SI2, but if you choose to manually do something else, then
okay, that's so possible. To summarize, by default, the SI5 is the same as the SI2, and if you want to have a different SI5, so far in the current code, it is manual. So if I use this handover configuration from the configuration file, it will not be automatically reflected in a manual SI5, of course. So if there are requirements, we could think of features of also composing a different SI5 automatically from the configuration, but that part is not present yet.
So a different question. How much of the handover to mechanics do you think will have to go into the MSC in order to do inter-MSC handover, or even just to support the inter-BSC handover?
So basically, the MSC has to know which BSC manages exactly which location area codes and cell identifiers. And just a minor aside, so far, I think we sort of talked about requiring that a location area code stays within one BSS. But now I've seen on the Cortex core, I think that requirement is not there. So maybe we might rather even support multiple. Like a location area code leaking across several BSS might also be a good idea. So basically, the MSC needs to have a list of what's there in terms of location area codes. And there's still even the two considerations of listing them up by location update requests coming in, and then know which are currently present, or pre-configuring them so that they start right away before, like, say, a network restarts and we want to page the right BSC right away. Those are the considerations that we're still going to face.
All right.
And inter-MSC handover, I'm not sure. I think Harald has read a lot of specs on it. I haven't. So in case you would like to say something, I'm not sure.
Yes, please do. I was thinking about whether the MSC would at all be involved in some of it, or initiating some of it.
All right. Decision comes from the BSC.
All right.